You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
There's a heat advisory in place until 9 p.m.
Oh, Lord. It's going to be one of them. You know, this is my kind of weather, Shay.
I'm shocked that you like the heat because, you know, they be sweating happening.
I like the sweat.
You do?
Yes, and everything. Yes.
Oh.
Yes. Ain't nothing wrong with a little perspiration.
A heat advisory should have been called last night during the second Democratic primary debate.
Oh, boy.
Front runner Joe Biden found himself under fire as 10 of the 20 Democratic presidential candidates pretty much lodged all kind of things at the boy. I was watching Van Jones last night on CNN, and he was saying that folks were looking for Biden to look strong in this, and he really didn't look strong. As a matter of fact, there was a question that was lodged at him that he just stopped himself in. He was answering the question and just said, oh, I ran out of time, and no one said anything to him about the time.
Maybe he wasn't, I don't know. In those situations, you don't want to say something that you'll regret, because your bid is at the line at this point, and until, you know, you're eliminated or whatever.
But you got to be prepared.
Yeah.
If you want to be the leader of this country, you have to be ready for any eventuality. And I'm pretty sure that they've been practicing for this debate for weeks and weeks and weeks. A lot of folks felt that Senator Kamala Harris looked pretty strong last night.
This president walks around talking about and flouting his great economy, right? My great economy, my great economy. You ask him, well, how are you measuring this greatness of this economy of yours? And he talks about the stock market. Well, that's fine if you own stocks. So many families in America do not. You ask them, how are you measuring the greatness of this economy of yours? And they point to the jobless numbers and the unemployment numbers. Well, yeah, people in America are working. They're working two and three jobs. So when we talk about jobs, let's be really clear. In our America, no one should have to work more than one job to have a roof over their head and food on the table.
All right.
Okay, Ms. Harris.
Bernie Sanders also jumped into the fray about Donald Trump.
The American people understand that Trump is a phony, that Trump is a pathological liar and a racist, and that he lied to the American people during his campaign. He said he was going to stand up for working families. Well, President Trump, you're not standing up for working families when you try to throw 32 million people off the health care that they have. And that 83% of your tax benefits go to the top 1%. That's how we beat Trump. We expose him for the fraud that he is.
I really enjoy his vernacular and his accent. I really love it. I love it. I do, Shay.
And here is former Vice President Joe Biden talking about why he would like to be the next president of the United States of America.
I'm secondly running for president because I think we have to restore the backbone of America, the poor and hardworking middle class people. You can't do that without replacing them with the dignity they once had. Lastly, we got to unite the United States of America as much as anybody says we can. If we do, there's not a single thing the American people can't do. This is the United States of America. We can do anything if we're together.
Pretty strong words coming from those three.
Watching this,
What?
I just wish all the Democrats would get into a room and like narrow it down. Like all of these choices, in my opinion, is you divide and conquer. Yeah. That's how you win anything, is to come in, mess it up among the people that should be united. And then you can come in and pick them off. That's the way that I feel.
Yeah, it seems a little diluted at this
point. It's too many. It's 20 some odd candidates.
Yeah. Woo. That's a lot. Well, it will get narrowed down, that's for sure.
It will, but at what expense? Yeah. Because everyone, you know, there are people who, the five or six people who are considered front runners.
Everybody going to be attacking each other.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Exactly. Trying to get to the final slots.
Yeah. Man. Well, we shall see.
Celebrity
heat. I'm dealing with the stars.
Who's smashing who?
I hope that's true.
It's The Shade with the Morning Grind.
Check this out.
Powered by The Metro by T-Mobile Takeover.
623 today. Look for highs in the mid-90s. Mostly sunny and hot. Clear 79 right now in Blue Springs. Shade, what's poppin'?
Nicki Minaj has slammed the BET Awards, who reportedly had low ratings at their last award show. So apparently, according to this tweet, BET only had about 2 million viewers, which was an all-time low in the award show's history. A lot of people watched it, though.
Apparently not.
I guess maybe they didn't watch it as it was airing, maybe. They caught up with it later.
I'm going to be honest, Shay. I thought that the, you know, when you're watching award shows, you see tweets and you'll see posts. I didn't see as many as it was in past years.
She said, quote, when you go out of your way to be spiteful and hurt artists who have always supported your show, when you fire great people who have put their heart and soul into the show, when you'd rather be a messy reality show than a prestigious award show, when you're still being dragged by that lace.
Oh, you know what? Didn't they say something about her?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, they tried to pit her against Cardi B.
They said that Nicki got dragged by her lace, is what they said.
Well.
But that probably was like an intern who was running the social media.
Yeah.
In other news, she appeared on Jimmy Fallon, and he took her on a trip to the Red Lobster.
Jimmy deserve Red Lobsters?
Not in the Beyonce sense. I know where you're going. They tried out some kind of lobsterita cocktail or something. And then she went on her Twitter account and said, for the record, that was iced tea in that lobsterita glass. No alcohol was consumed in the making of our dinner date. And so that caused fans to think that she could possibly be pregnant. That's why she didn't want to drink libations.
You're not my dad.
How old is Nicki? About 38? Something like that?
She's in the upper 30 demo. Gotta be.
About
time. Chris Brown has settled his lawsuit with his former manager. According to court documents, his ex-manager Mike G sued him. They came to some sort of agreement. Mike G sued Chris back in 2016, accusing him of false imprisonment, assault, battery, defamation, and breach of contract.
Oh, boy. That Chris Brown album came out last night, too.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
What's Indigo, the name of it?
Indigo.
Let me write that down. I'll look for it.
That's what I'm going to be listening to. That and DJ Mustard.
Lala Anthony seemingly is not buying Carmelo Anthony's recent explanation of him being photographed with a mystery woman.
Oh, boy.
On a yacht. Did you see that?
I saw it, but I didn't think that was him.
It was him. He did a whole video. We played it yesterday of him explaining it.
I know, but I thought he was saying that was somebody, that was another couple or something.
Right. He was saying that he wasn't there with that lady. But then another picture came out of them like laying next to each other, and it looked different.
Come on, Mello. She done gave you a second chance, dog.
So they said that she put up a broken heart and crying face emoji in her story.
Oh.
And then posted a heart with a knife going through it.
Hey,
and
la,
then
la.
She later deleted the post.
Hey, Lala, I like Honey Nut Cheerios. I do. Lala's so fine, boy. She always been fine. Even when she was on MTV, she was on, what's the dance movie that B2K was on? You don't know that movie?
No.
When they was breakdancing for Lil Saint?
Who?
For Lil Saint! You got served. Yeah, she was on there.
The Morning Grind wants to know.
You know.
Why you mad, though? Powered by the Metro by T-Mobile Takeover.
We're taking over.
Hot 103 Jams.
Why you mad, though?
I'm my mama. Popeye's got the driest biscuits in the damn world. I was like literally in the drive-thru choking on a freaking biscuit. Like, I needed some water. They thought I was playing. Like, I was like gasping for air. Like, I couldn't say it. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, this biscuit dry. Like, bro, who made these biscuits? It's like, that's why I'm mad, though.
You had to ask them for a couple of honey packets.
Nah, I think they missed out some milk or something in them biscuits. I don't know what they do in Louisiana, but them things ain't popping.
How come you didn't get no drink with your order?
Because I didn't have enough. I only had enough for, you know, the biscuit and the chicken. It didn't come with a drink.
Brian, you are falling down in your support duties. Cindy should not be out here not able to buy a drink, fam. What kind of dude are you?
I ain't got nothing to do with her pockets and her lack of financial stability. That ain't got nothing to do with me.
You should be ashamed,
you
fam.
You should be ashamed of, how you of gonna your creep? Split ends.
How you gonna creep? Nah, I don't got no split ends. So you can really save that. But seriously, you should feel uncomfortable that your lady's calling up here.
I ain't got no lady.
And you know she's thirsty.
This is just a lady.
And she don't even have a dollar to buy a drink.
Miss Cindy, go get you some bottled water. Have it on deck at all times, all right?
I'm good. I couldn't reach it. It's in my truck.
Bye, Miss Cindy. Have a good day.
I'll find somebody soon. Bye.
Bye.
Not my mama biscuits. Not my mama biscuits, Gina.
Live from the Metro by T-Mobile Takeover Studios. Ain't nobody do it like this. This is the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Major announcement on Monday at 7:12. Make sure you're in position with the Morning Grind for that.
Good morning, 6:56. Look for highs in the mid-90s today. Mostly sunny and hot. Right now, your sunny is 78 in Lee's Summit.
Only open 6 days a week. Chick-fil-A took the top spot as America's favorite restaurant chain.
Woo. Yeah, I can see that, boy. Yes, I can.
The employees treat me better than my own family members do.
They do treat you well.
I asked them, hey, is there any way I can get an extra Polynesian? My pleasure. Is there anything else I can do for you? Can I pray for that pimple on your face this morning, ma'am?
Hi, may I serve you? They say, may I serve you?
There's a lot of reasons why it came in at number one. I think probably the main one is that customer service mm-hmm. piece. What about you? What do you think is a determining factor?
The quality of the food. It never slacks, Shay, ever. And you know, for that, we got to dedicate something to Chick-fil-A.
Mm.
Yeah, it's a nice soiree. Got to sing our heart out.
You about to sing?
Oh, yeah. I'm about to get it in. This is how much I love Chick-fil-A, how much we both love Chick-fil-A. It's morning, and we slept the night away. Oh yeah, we hungry. We waiting for that Chick-fil-A. It happened.
What?
Now we can't turn back the hands of time. Gotta love that Chick-fil-A sauce. Come on, Shay. Yes, we've stolen this moment. We forgot to face a simple fact.
What was that?
We both want something else. Come on. As we slept the night away. Chick-fil-A.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Yesterday we talked about a young man who didn't know how to change a tire. A lot of folks had some strong opinions on that.
Mm-hmm.
So last night, it was late too. I got this inbox. And I've changed the names and some of the details so that if this person's family and friends are listening, they won't be able to la-la-la connect the dots.
Mm-hmm.
Keith and Tamika recently married. Tamika is a neurosurgeon. I made all this up. And earns $400,000 a year.
Good Lord.
Keith is a manager at Foot Locker and earns $44,000 a year. After the wedding that she paid for, Keith moves into Tamika's house. She buys him a new Lex Diggity dog to replace his older Honda Accord, and even pays for a 2-week honeymoon to Jamaica.
Mm.
Keith loves Tamika with all his heart, and vice versa. And they are happy together. But all Tamika's family and friends say she is stupid.
Mm.
So this is the question, Brian. Since Keith is the man, is there a problem with their financial arrangement? If they're in love, does the money make them unequally yoked?
If they treat each other right, they love each other, and it's all under God, I say it's good for them if they're comfortable with it. Brian, I couldn't do that.
Really?
Come on, man. She bringing home all the bacon, $400,000. I'm only bringing in $44,000.
So you will not have a relationship with someone who loves you truly because they make more money than you?
I would feel like they would hold it over my head.
But
I really do.
Just like anything in life, you could be on top today and then lose that job. That's happened to me many times. I was balling on all 10.
And then he could get plenty of promotions and stack up. But I don't know. I don't know, Shay. Just off my first instinct, I don't know if I could do that.
What do you think about this?
Celebrity Heat. Dealing with the stars. Who's smashing who?
I hope that's true.
It's The Shade with the Morning Grind.
Check this out.
Powered by the Metro by T-Mobile Takeover.
723, look for highs in the mid-90s today. Mostly sunny and hot right now. You partly sunny at 79 in Blue Springs. Shay, what's poppin'?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity cancer friends. Nikki Madouris, a.k.a. Miss Nikki Baby, from Love and Hip Hop Hollywood. Mm. She's 29?
Barbie doll.
I thought she was a little older than that.
Now, she don't look old.
Did I say she looked old? I said I thought she was older than that. I thought she might be like middle 30s. Mm-hmm. Rob Dyrdek. You remember him? Little show, Ridiculousness, on MTV. Mm-hmm. Skater. He's 45. Mm-hmm. And actress Tashina Arnold is 50 today.
BDB. Happy birthday, everybody, born on June 28th.
So Cardi B has been accused of kind of like faking the funk because some folks are saying she isn't black because she speaks Spanish.
Why does this matter, fam?
Well, she is black though. She's from the Dominican Republic.
I know. Why does it matter though? Like, why is it your business? No. Does it affect you? No.
Some people got dropped off on different islands before they made it here. Here she is talking about it.
I understand that, like, a lot of places in America, they're not familiar with, like, people's culture, places that people speak Spanish. A lot of people are dumb, so they don't really know the difference. That's actually the school's fault because schools don't be teaching this people. Like, this week, right, somebody told me California, they was talking about Mexico and everything, and it was like, you should be up there, you Mexican. And I was like, I'm not Mexican, bro. Like, I'm not Mexican at all. First of all, I'm West Indian. I speak Spanish because I'm Dominican. People just don't be understanding shit. Like, it's like, oh, Cardi's Latin, she's not black. And it's just like, bro, my features don't come from white people, okay? And they always want to raise bait when it comes to me. That's why I have Afro features. It's like, oh, but your parents are light-skinned. Your parents are this. All right, but my grandparents aren't.
It's going to be a time when all of us are mixed up with something. Mm-hmm. My father's from Panama. That's where he was born. His first language is Spanish, too. Mm-hmm. But he considers himself a black man.
Take a picture of David Ortiz, who is, I'm not sure if he's Dominican or what, but if you take a picture of him and Esther Rowe, they look just alike. So essentially, some of us share the same genes.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Megan Thee Stallion is being...
Not my baby.
...called to the carpet for some tweets from back in 2012 that have been characterized as homophobic.
Oh, Lord. Here we go again.
You better go scrub your Twitter, Brian.
I ain't got to worry about none of that. My joint is good.
Mm. So one legend said that she did not appreciate a rapper using her music.
Who you talking about?
Chaka Khan.
For real?
Yeah, she was on Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen, and she talked about Kanye West sampling Through the Fire for his song Through the Wire.
Chaka, how did the conversations go with Kanye when he used your song Through the Fire on Through the Wire?
Very differently than the song turned out, obviously.
Really?
Yes.
You were not happy with how the song... You were not?
No.
Did you speak to him after?
Yes. He called me when he just got out of the hospital. He said, you were so instrumental in my healing process. I had to change the words a little bit to the song, but I had to eat through a wire, you know, and I was wired shut through a straw, blah, blah, blah. It meant that much to me. And it really got my heart. I pulled in my, tugged in my strings. So I said, oh, yeah, I use it. Then when I came, I was like, the wire, the lemon,
Fast forward, yeah. Yeah. It was fast.
I was pissed.
You were.
I thought it was a little insulting. Mm-hmm. I'm not insulting. I thought it was stupid.
Right.
Oh, wow. If I'd known he was going to do that, I said, hell no.
So she didn't like that he sped the wrecker up.
Was she drinking some Mogan David or something?
I don't know what she was doing, fam. She was on some Jameson or something. She just one of them fast talkers. That's all. I still love Shaka
just
Khan.
Just a little boy. Slurry, a little Morgan David-ish, a little boy. Mad Dog 2020.
I bet not catch Shaka Khan on payday, boy. I know that.
What you mean?
Hey, I'm just saying. Might spend a little change on her, boy.
Oh, goodness.
What's wrong with that?
Be sexy.
Live from the Metro by T-Mobile Takeover Studios. Ain't nobody do it like this. This is the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Yes, sir. We're going to be talking to Brittany Aberle from The Biggest Loser. She was on season 5, lost a bunch of weight. And the producers of that show will be in Kansas City tomorrow.
Wow.
If you've ever wanted to be a part of that show, we'll have details coming up on that in the 8 o'clock hour.
Good morning, 736. Look for highs in the mid-90s today, mostly sunny and hot. Probably sunny in 79 right now in KCK. Heat advisory in effect until 9 p.m.
I get a lot of inboxes from folks asking my opinion on different things. And I'm that friend that's like, I'll give advice and then I'll say at the end, but do what you want. Just in case it go bad.
Does that nullify everything that you just said?
Mm-hmm.
So that don't put you as responsible for
That's
it.
Right. Because I told you, but do what you want.
Mm-hmm. That's what I would do, but you know, you do what you want to do.
So I got this inbox after we talked about the young man not being able to change the tire yesterday. This is a situation that's happening with somebody. I changed up a lot of it so that they wouldn't be exposed.
Okay.
Keith and Tamika, made up names, recently married. Tamika is a neurosurgeon, made up too, and earns $400,000 a year. Keith is a manager at Finish Line and earns $44,000 a year. After the wedding that she paid for, Keith moves into Tamika's house. She buys him a new Lexus to replace his older Honda Accord and even pays for 2-week honeymoon to Jamaica. Keith loves Tamika with all his heart and vice versa. They're happy together. But all Tamika's family and friends say she's stupid. Since Keith is a man, is there a problem with their financial arrangement? If they're in love, does the money difference make them unequally yoked?
Will we say that they will be unevenly or unequally yoked if the man was making more and the young lady was making less? No, we wouldn't say that.
This is true.
Because that's how we normalize stuff, right? So, no, I don't think they're unequally yoked. If they're comfortable with it, that's fine. But I'm just saying I couldn't do that.
So if what if you found out too late? What if you were in love with her and you never knew how much money she made? And then you found out.
I would have to be cool with it at that point. But, you know, I would try to work hard to try to make my part of the bargain. Like, you know, even with us, with our show, I see you working hard. So that makes me want to work hard because I want to hold my end of the bargain up. This is how I feel about stuff.
But you're putting undue stress on yourself for nothing then at that point.
Maybe, but...
Because if she doesn't mind, why do you mind?
I mean, ultimately, it's their business. You know what I'm saying? They have to be comfortable with it. We don't have to be comfortable with their situation. As long as they love each other and they comfortable with it, that's cool. But I just couldn't do that.
What are your thoughts on this?
Hey, you can hit me with the inbox. You know, I'm making it a little closer to 50. She can come up. I'll take her out for a nice... I'll take her out for a nice 15. I'm trying to get some of this sugar mama, too. We can go to Jamaica, Cancun, wherever.
A fish sandwich, fam.
Yeah. You know, I ain't got these zeros in the bank account. I got all these bill collectors calling, but you know, I got these cheeseburgers.
Oh my God. So what would your homie say to you if they knew that your woman was bringing home more of the bacon than you were?
And man, they gonna ask where her friends at.
Okay.
He gonna be Chuck Woolery out here trying to set up love connections.
All right, dog. Have a good one.
All right, dog.
Wow. Live from the Metro by T-Mobile Takeover Studios. Ain't nobody do it like this. This is the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Another Funny Friday, Faison Love at the Improv all weekend long. Just got a message. He's gonna be calling us up a little bit later on in the show.
Ah, Big Worm. Okay.
For sure.
Good morning, 751. Look for highs in the mid-90s today. Mostly sunny and hot. Heat advisory from 1 p.m. until 9 p.m. tonight. Partly sunny at 79 right now on Blue Parkway.
Everybody has relationships. Sometimes you are a little confused. You don't know what to do. Especially if people that you love and respect have an opinion on your mate.
Right.
Has that ever happened where you had someone that maybe your mother or your friends didn't necessarily approve of?
Nah, it ain't never happened with me.
It's happened with me.
What happened?
My family, in their mind, they think I'm supposed to be with some like high-ranking political official, somebody that's makes a gazillion dollars.
Because you be using all them big words, that's why.
But the type of dudes that tend to like me are not those type of guys. They're regular, hardworking men.
Period.
May work regular gigs.
And make love good.
Or they street dudes. It's like, yeah. that's the two type of guys that try to talk to me. I might like a, you know, that type of man, but that's not who approaches me.
All that petty, punk-ass little thuggery stuff.
So, you know, they'll tell me, oh, so-and-so nice, but...
You need this, yeah, this.
That's
okay.
What they, all the time.
Right.
My mother, he's nice, don't get me wrong. So sometimes your friends and family can influence your happiness. And so I got this inbox. A lady was asking for help. I kind of retooled everything so that people who may have a similar situation, they won't know that it's this person.
Okay.
So basically, she makes way more money than her husband. She pays for a lot of their things. And her family and friends think that they're unequally yoked.
See, this is why you got to keep folks out of your personal business and out of your relationships, because as long as they are happy with each other, they're not abusing one another physically or emotionally abusing one another. What is the issue?
Latasha on our Facebook page says, I wish the best for them. LaShawn said, I bet those family members have no significant other and lonely and miserable.
Ooh, that's a good point. Yeah.
That's why they have so much time to be all in her business. But I think you treaded on something there. Don't tell everybody what's going on in your life, and then people won't have anything to say.
Nope, that's right.
That's right, because she invited them into... You know what? She did.
Just keep it quiet.
They don't got to know how much... But I guess if she's a neurosurgeon, he'd work at the Foot Locker deal. No.
And then, one other thing...
Wait a minute, that's true.
And then one other thing that you did mention is that she bought him a Lex Bubble when he had the Altima.
The Accord, right?
The Accord, my bad. So those could be signs, but still, you can still keep your business between you two. It ain't nobody else's business.
Okay, what do you think about this?
So I think that if a woman and a man are together and they love each other, it should be about that. You know, money is the root of all evil. And I think if someone cares for somebody, it's not going to be about the money. Now, he does have to be doing his share and taking care of responsibility. And as long as he's not using her money as his survival tool, then I think it's okay.
So how should she respond to her family and friends?
She should tell them that she's the one who has to live that relationship and be with that man, and they're going to interfere in the long run. You know, love is hard to find. And when you come across someone that understands you and that you guys have a connection, you shouldn't let anybody interfere with that.
All right.
All right. Thank you for calling. Have a good one.
You too. Thanks.
Live from the Metro by T-Mobile Takeover Studio. Ain't nobody do it like this, this, this. This is the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Live, local, and lit. You already know how it goes down. Tomorrow, Brian, I'm going to be at the one-year anniversary event of the Linwood Shopping Center, where the Sunfresh is.
Yes.
An 85-year-old KCK native made a 16-foot sculpture that's going to be installed in the shopping center.
Wow.
So check out Hot 103 Jams on the parking lot from 9:30 to 11:30. They're also going to be giving stuff away, puppet show, giveaways, all the good stuff. So come out with the family.
Good morning, 812. Today, look for highs in the mid-90s, mostly sunny and hot. Heat advisory in effect from 1 p.m. until 9 p.m. tonight. Right now, you're sunny at 81 on Linwood and Paseo.
Brian, Brittany Aberle made a decision to change her life on season 5 of The Biggest Loser and lost a bunch of weight. Now, her whole life is about trying to encourage others to take control of their life and possibly prolong it.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How did it feel being on The Biggest Loser?
It was an incredible experience. I mean, it definitely was not easy and it was difficult, but it was one of the best decisions I made in my early 20s because it really gave me the tools that I still implement in my life to this day. And I'd be lying if I said that I hadn't gained weight back after leaving the show and having to figure out within myself, you know, to peel it off again. And thanks to the show, I've been able to do that at home. But it was an incredible experience. I have nothing but wonderful things to say about being on the show, other than it being extremely difficult.
So, Brittany, there are a lot of people who are listening to the show this morning who are dealing with weight issues. Maybe, you know, as they were getting dressed this morning, they're looking at themselves and beating themselves up. Take us back to when you made the decision to go to the open casting call for The Biggest Loser. Give them some inspiration about coming out this weekend because The Biggest Loser will be in town.
Yes, yes. We are hosting our open casting call tomorrow, which we're excited to be in town. And I do remember getting ready to go stand in that line, and I was intimidated. And it felt foreign. It felt scary. And I felt like, what are the odds that I'm going to be the one chosen for this show? There are thousands of people who apply. And I also have this feeling of, like, why me? Why would I get chosen? And what it comes down to is that we're all worthy of a better life and a healthy life, whether that's with the show or not. But taking that little leap of faith and sometimes 20 seconds of courage changes your life. And I would definitely say that if anybody is listening right now and wants to start that long-term weight loss journey and wants to attend the open call tomorrow, please come. I'd love to sit down and meet you and see you face to face and just know that I've been there.
What are some tips that you want to give some folks who want to come on out?
Bring your personality and be yourself. It really just comes down to being yourself. You don't need to wear a costume. You don't need to bring a sign. Just show up and be yourself and with a smile.
Brian, I have some stuff to do, but I would actually like to be a part of this. I think I could be successful. I got a big personality.
I think you could too, because a lot of things that you put your mind to, you definitely have conquered. I've seen you persevere through some tough situations here.
Well, the open casting call for The Biggest Loser happens tomorrow at Nebraska Furniture Mart. What time will the producers be taking folks, Brittany?
We'll be doing it from 10 to 5 p.m. tomorrow. And if anyone can't make it, I highly recommend you go to our website. It's www.bl, as in Biggest Loser, casting.tv. And anyone can apply via there if you cannot make the casting call.
Brittany, thank you so much for joining us on The Morning Grind. We appreciate your time.
Thank you, guys. I really appreciate it. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Celebrity.
I'm dealing with the stars.
Who's smashing who?
Oh,
it's The Shade with The Morning Grind.
Check this out.
Powered by The Metro by T-Mobile Takeover.
821, look for highs in the mid-90s today. Mostly sunny and hot. Heat advisory in effect from 1 p.m. to 9 p.m. tonight. Sunny and 81 right now at the Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's poppin'?
Los Angeles Lakers superstar player LeBron James.
My dog.
Is welcoming the newly acquired center Anthony Davis with the rights to the number 23 jersey that he wears.
Uh-huh.
Is this true?
Yes, it is. Saw it yesterday. So we going to get number 6 LeBron. That's the
number that
bad
he wore.
LeBron.
Yeah, he wore that with number.
LeBron James.
We going to get it this year, baby. Late show, what's happening? You know we in here.
Of course, number 6 is in honor of Julius Erving, who is LeBron's second favorite player after Michael Jordan.
I never knew that was dedicated to Dr. J. I didn't know that.
LeBron James.
The evil LeBron coming back. Let's get it.
Can I get a Shea Moore taught me? Brian B. Shining is the man.
No, that's what we can get.
Can I get a Shea Moore taught me?
So how tall you said you was again?
No. Shave one to it.
I'm not saying that.
Girl, bye.
Nicki Minaj is slamming the BET Awards over low ratings. This comes out of the Donald Trump playbook.
these tweets.
It sure do, don't it? It's the exact same thing.
Of course, she was angry because the award show tweeted something that was a little out of line, in my opinion.
Yeah, it was bad.
You know, pitting her and Cardi B together. But this happened months ago, and I would jump out there to say that BET, the upper echelon folk, didn't tell somebody to do this. This is probably an intern who put that out there and said that Cardi B is dragging Nicki by her lace front.
She was nasty about me.
So, Nicki took to her social media with this post. When you go out of... Wait, hold on. Let me see if I can do it.
Come on. Come on. Give me Nicki. Come on.
When you go out of your way to be spiteful and hurt artists who have always supported your show, when you fire great people who have put their heart and soul into the show, when you rather be a messy reality show than a prestigious award show, when you're still being dragged by that lace.
Miley, what's good?
Come on.
I got to work some more on that. That was the end of it.
It needs a little more New York on it.
That was the end of it. But you know, she goes in and out.
Folks want to pop off?
She goes in and out of that. So she says that they had only 2 million viewers, which was an all-time low for the network.
Yeah, I got time, guys.
Fam, that is, you hit it right on the nail with that. That is straight from Trump. That is straight from him.
Tremendous amounts of water.
So Lala Anthony apparently isn't buying Carmelo Anthony's recent explanation about being photographed with a mystery woman on a yacht in the south of France on her birthday, no less.
You're a liar.
Come on, Melo.
The NBA star immediately went to social media to deny any wrongdoing. Yesterday, we played the video of him copping pleas. Mm-hmm. And she took to her Instagram and responded with a broken heart and crying face emoji in her story.
Somebody told a lie one day.
Then she posted a heart with a knife going through it. So she later went and deleted that stuff out.
Lala, baby, I like Honey Nut Cheerios. I like to eat them.
They say that she's a wreck over the picture of Carmelo and that woman.
But he wasn't doing nothing.
He was booed up.
First, like, you probably eat more than a sandwich.
The first picture that came out, he was just standing behind her on the phone.
He wasn't doing nothing.
But another picture, okay.
He wasn't.
You be on a yacht with another chick and your wife is at home on her birthday and see how well that goes.
He was handling business.
Okay.
I like Honey Nut Cheerios.
Well,
so
he
they
better
can do
not
what they
eat
want,
nothing from
you know
her for the foreseeable future.
Bon appetit. Did you say eat something from her or need?
He better not eat something from her.
Fish. Fish. I show home and get fish.
Because I'm one of them people, if I'm really mad, I don't even flare up.
Oh, you just ignore it and just...
I'm like, oh, okay, that's what we want to do? Oh, so that's how we playing. Thank you for telling me.
Sit your ass down.
103 Jams and The Morning Grind.
Yo, check this out.
Check it in.
You want it, hey, we got to come get it.
With the hottest celebs.
Comedian Faison Love at the Improv Comedy Club this weekend. I thought you was coming.
Oh, no, I had to do what they call ADR session. When you do a film, they either miss words or whatever. And a movie and the words look all overdubbed.
Oh, yeah. That, all these snakes in this mother-sucking plane.
Right. You had to do that for TV version, so we were shooting in South Africa.
You say you were shooting in South Africa?
That's where we shot the movie, in South Africa.
What movie is it?
Bulletproof 2.
Was there a difference between South African and American women?
What? Are you kidding me?
I'm asking.
You can go to Mexico and see that. You don't got to go to Africa. There's a big difference.
Did you get you one?
You know, my first wife was from South Africa.
Really?
South Africa has this thing that we have over here, too, but it's law there. They judge you by your color of your skin, so the country is segregated by light skin. The light-skinned blacks are called colored, and the original blacks are called blacks. And the blacks are treated like Mexicans in America, in their own country.
Were you considered a black?
I was considered very black.
Right.
Triple black.
So, you know, every time you come to Kansas City, you pack the place out. Everybody loves to see your comedy. What have you been dealing with that you're going to be bringing to stage this time around?
I just turned 51. Talking about that and, you know, being divorced. I tell people, do not get a divorce. Stay your black ass right there and work it out.
Even if you are just completely unhappy with life, just stay with it.
Well, see, that's the problem is we make ourselves unhappy with choices we make. Because you pick that person. I'm not saying you could have picked the wrong person. You could have picked the wrong person. But what it is we make ourselves unhappy. Nobody can make you happy. That's your job. You have a choice to be happy. I know that sounds crazy.
Nah, Will Smith and Jada Pinkett said that. They just said that. Will Smith was like, I couldn't make her happy. She had to make herself happy.
Well, that's how I feel. Like, I had a habit of, you know, people would, you know, get in my face, and then something would happen with my shoulders. They would start moving until they jogged, and it was like, you can't do that.
Yeah, you can't be fighting in the airport whenever you feel like it.
Airport, churches.
Right. Wherever you said it is where you get it. You know what I'm saying?
Faison, before we let you go, I always wanted to say this to you. I'm going to the Century Club.
You stupid.
You know, that's my movie right there, Three Strikes, if y'all didn't know. Make sure y'all check out Faison Love at the Improv Comedy Club. He'll be there all weekend long. Appreciate you calling into the show, fam.
Man, come on. You know I always got to stop by. Even if, you know, I'm on the way there right now. So.
Okay.
You know, why y'all don't want to see me Saturday, Sunday?
Well, we ain't going to be at work at that time, but.
Right.
So hopefully next time you touch down, we'll get a chance to see you and smell you in person.
I'm good.
All right, fam. Have a good one. See you when you get here.
All right.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.